Day 25, look for money lying under a rock. So here's a reminder that the side hustle perspective is different from a lot of other entrepreneurial messages. It's very different from a startup perspective. It's very different from a traditional business building perspective where you write a long business plan and, you know, there's a big budget and you have to think through all sorts of different things. In those more traditional perspectives or in the startup perspective, there's a lot of focus on sustainability, scalability, validation, asking a lot of questions up front to say, okay, well, this project might be able to make money, but is it going to be able to make money in the long term? Like, is it going to be able to grow? It can make a certain amount of money, but, you know, will it really be able to be this unicorn company or something that essentially goes on to do much more than just when it starts? The thing is, in the side hustle perspective, people have different goals. And oftentimes, people who are starting a side hustle, they have a day job, they have other responsibilities. Even if they are actually trying to eventually quit their job, they may not need to go through that more traditional process. And also, there's all kinds of things you can do to make money that might not be sustainable, might not be scalable, but does it matter? I say it doesn't. So that's why I call this module, Look for Money Lying Under a Rock. If you see money lying under a rock, you don't have to ask too many questions about it. You should pick it up. And the story I often use to illustrate this is the story of the $1 million homepage. And if you go to milliondollarhomepage.com, you can see what I'm talking about. I'll have to warn you in advance, this is literally the worst designed webpage in the history of the internet. It's still up, almost like an online museum or something. But the story behind this site was there was a college student in England a number of years ago who decided to create a single-page website that consists entirely of pixelated ads. And these are kind of banner ads in a really old school fashion. A lot of them look garish or just ugly. And the whole point of this project was he would make the single page site, he would sell ads on it, and if he filled up the single page site with ads, then he would sell $1 million worth of advertising. Now, as I said, this was a number of years ago when banner ads were ubiquitous and it was a different time online. The idea was totally crazy, but because nobody had ever had this idea before, it got a lot of attention. And he got a lot of media coverage, lots of people talking about it, and lots of companies actually investing. Because they were like, well, everybody's going to go to the $1 million homepage, and it's going to be up forever. So if I buy $1,000 worth of ads or $10,000 or even just a few hundred dollars, you know, my link is going to be there until the end of time, which is correct, but it doesn't mean that there's any real value of that for them. Still, because nobody had ever had this idea before, he actually managed to do it. And if you look at milliondollarhomepage.com, he sold more than $1 million worth of advertising. Now, why is this story relevant? Well, one, he's a college student who made $1 million, so good for him. But for our purposes, was this idea scalable? Like, not really. You can only do it once. Was it sustainable? No, it's just a project. It's a project with a fixed end date. He's never going to be able to do anything else with it. But as I said, does it matter? I think no. So with that principle in mind, the easiest way often to turn over a rock is to sell more to your current customers. And you can do that by remixing your offer. So once you've got your offer, it's out in the world. There's a couple of really simple things you can do that will almost certainly increase your income. One of those things is to add an additional version of what you're already doing. So maybe you have a premium version, a next level version, a volume 2, or something else entirely. Another thing you can do is to give people more choices. Now, you want to be careful to not give them too many choices. Too many choices can leave people feeling confused and overwhelmed, but some choice is almost always smart. I may have mentioned this already, but it is important. If you have a product or service, offering different price tiers, different options for that is so smart. I was just working on one of the video modules recently, and I told the story of this guy who did the Pocket Monkey tool. This is an engineer who got locked out of his apartment and ended up creating this little tool that fits in your wallet. He makes $50,000 from it the first year, and it goes on to sell something like 500,000 units. I went to look at his website, and he sells a simple version of this tool, and he sells a deluxe version of the tool. The deluxe version is only a few bucks more, but I would imagine almost everybody who goes to that website and makes a purchase is going to think, oh, well, you know, it's $10 for this one, $13 for the other one. Okay, you know, I'll get the deluxe one. You can also purchase a 5-pack and a 10-pack. There's all kinds of ways to do that kind of thing. But unless you have a really good reason not to, pricing tiers are a pretty basic thing you can do to kind of turn over a rock and make some more money. The other thing you can do is ask if they want fries with that. In other words, upsell them. Now, we go through life being upsold all the time. Like I said, pretty much every day we're experiencing situations in which we make a purchase and we have the opportunity to purchase something else, to be upsold, to be upgraded. So as a category of their own, upsells aren't bad. It's only annoying when they're applied as a guilt trip, which is kind of like how it is when you go to rent a car. You go to check out the car and they make you feel really bad if you don't take the insurance. They make you feel like something's wrong with you if you don't purchase the prepaid gas package and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's not good. And it's also not great when there's too many upsells. Like, you can purchase something online, like from GoDaddy, for example, if you've ever registered a domain from them. There's probably like 17 other things you can buy when you go to checkout. So that can get excessive, but you don't need to have 17 upsells. You can have one or two that make perfect sense for what your customer has already signaled that they want. They have a problem, you have a solution, they've already trusted you to a certain degree with that first purchase. Why not offer them something else? And last, speaking of video modules, in the module number 7, I talked about this principle of a Mo Money Day. This is something I wrote about in a previous book, Born for This, where you take a day or just a morning or afternoon and you look around for ways to save money. And you can do things like sell any unused stuff, you can cancel any unused services, you can call your cable or phone provider to ask for a better deal. That actually works, by the way, especially if you've been using the same provider for a while and they are a traditional legacy provider. You can actually call them up and say, basically, I want to pay less and see what happens. You can review the interest rates and other info on any credit cards or investment accounts, like a whole list of stuff like that. That's the Mo Money Day. I think it's actually even more interesting in the side hustle world to apply this same kind of principle and look around for ways to make money. So you do a little audit of your business and say, okay, what else could I do? Could I add a new pricing tier? Could I add an upsell? Can I go back to my customers and offer something else? Or is there something entirely different I should be doing? Is there another opportunity I haven't considered? And of course, you're going to have to be selective at a certain point because you have limited time. You can't do everything. But still, if there's money lying under a rock, why not pick it up? So that's your call to action today. Using everything that you've learned so far, take a look around and see where there might be some money. Can you spot at least one rock you can turn over? Good luck with that, and I'll see you in the next module.